But yeah, the midnight showing was kind of blah, man. I mean, I went to go see Revenge of the Sith. I was the first in line. I was there at 2, and the second in line was there in like 5 minutes. So the line began officially, not just because I'm nuts, at like 2 in the afternoon. By 5 in the afternoon, there was 300 people wrapped around the whole goddamn theater. And by 11 o'clock, there was 1,000 people wrapped around this big-ass movie theater building. Like, there was a big theater, and it was lapping itself. And we had the entire line, all of the line, like 4 people thick, all the way across the entire theater, screaming the lyrics to Bohemian Rhapsody for no reason other than the fact that we were so jazzed to all be together. Everyone had their Hasbro sabers. My buddy Kyle got the shit kicked out of him by a bunch of fat girls with Darth Maul Hasbro sabers, which was awesome. Like the entire crowd.
Darth Maul Hasbro saber.
Whenever, here's a good example. Whenever the manager would come out, he was giving a shit because we were standing on the parking lot and not just the sidewalk. Whenever he would come out, the entire crowd would wait. The entire crowd would silence. He would walk up. All of a sudden, at the same time, whole crowd. Dum 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 dum. The entire crowd, like a wall of sound, attacking this stupid manager. Why? Because we loved hanging out with each other. We didn't even give a shit if the movie sucked. I sold 40 tickets at my school of 100 people, 30 of which who literally could not have given a shit because they wanted to come out with the grill and play in 64 and the theater grass and everything and just have this awesome experience. And by the time the midnight, they let you in 11:30. By the time 11:30 hit, everyone was cheering. No matter what you said, if it was even remotely geeky, you'd get laughs and you'd get applause and everything. No matter what you, all of a sudden you were getting applause for the thing you referenced, not the reference or how funny it was. It's just this amazing vibe. And then when the Star Wars thing happens, you know, the Lucasfilm logo comes up, like the entire place blows up. Dum, like everyone is just gone, right? With me? Compare that to Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull midnight showing.
Where people were just getting frustrated because the show was a little bit late and the projectionist kind of sucked.
There was no camaraderie. The Dark Knight trailer played. 10 people clapped. In 600 seats, 10 people clapped. The goddamn Lucasfilm logo came up and it got like 20 claps. Like, what the fuck? Is no one good at midnight showings or is it just me?
Well, there were like a bunch of, like, it wasn't a midnight showing. Like, I saw one indie hat and one Indiana Jones shirt.
Part of what one of our buddies was talking about, I remember who it was. I don't remember who it was at the moment. It might have been Michael. He wanted to go in indie garb and have that be the vibe. Mm-hmm. But he was so afraid that he'd be embarrassed because the movie was shit and he came dressed in indie garb that he didn't have the heart to do it.
Yeah, I think that's part of it, is because no one was sure that the movie would be good. And everyone was so concerned.
I don't know. It's just, it seems like Star Wars has been the eternal franchise for midnight showings. Throughout the history of midnight showings, like Empire came out. Remember, you've seen this footage on the documentaries on the Star Wars DVDs. You've seen this footage of thousands of people in Star Wars shirts in 1980 out in front of the Grauman's Chinese Theater. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about? That stuff, that's been happening for 20 years with Star Wars. And then recently it's been like a new thing, like it's been mainstreamized, where, oh, Lord of the Rings releases at midnight, I want to go. Sometimes you'd see a guy with a beard or something like that, but not often. And then Harry Potter. Nope. Well, some Harry Potter fans are all assholes, so they all got it dressed up improperly. But then, like, Pirates of the Caribbean did it. Superman did it. The Hulk movie. Ang Lee's drama, slow-paced Hulk movie. All of these movies have midnight showings with people who don't know how to do it, and they don't get it because no one there is excited. To them, it feels like just a regular movie theater screening, which is bringing up the question, why would I even go to this? When the problem is, you would want to go to these all the time if everyone would just get into it, but no one does. Yeah. I'm not going to be like the guy who's complaining about concerts and how everyone just like slam dances and stuff, but seriously, there's a certain magic that is lost when you bring people who don't know how to do it. If there's a saturation of folks who don't know how to have a midnight showing experience, suddenly the minority of people that do know, who come with their Hasbro lightsabers, who start a lightsaber fight in front of the screen before the show begins, regardless of the fucking movie, are the ones that are going to get shouted at. Sit the fuck down. Which breaks my heart. Because we can no longer have that. Because enough people who don't recognize what it means will shut us down when we do it.